Time now here on KBRB for us to join again with a high school sports preview today on the line with head coach of the Ainsworth Bulldog football team, Jesse Owen. And coach, you find yourselves in the D2 eight-man football. You've been playing eight-man for a few years, but slide down to D2. But with that, that doesn't mean your schedule gets any easier.
Yeah, if you look across the board, as teams change, there's a lot of teams in the state that changed to D2 as well. I think four of last year's eight semifinalist teams and eight-man football are in D2 this year.
Wow. Well, let's go ahead and take a look at your team. You lost some senior leadership that were big keys to last year's team, but you have some fellows that have stepped up this year as we get ready to head into your first football game of the year against the North Central Knights. Let's talk about, first of all, your offense and maybe what we're going to see with the offensive.
Yeah, offensively, obviously losing Caleb Allen last year as our quarterback hurts. You're going to see a similar line. We return almost everybody else on our offensive unit. Athletically, we have guys that we can spread out all over the field between Carter Nelson, Morgan Kinney, Tragan McNally, Jacob Held, Owen Blumenstock. The list goes on and on for athletes that we have. Ethan Furno, all guys that are capable of making a little bit of noise.
Well, that's one of the things, Coach, is you come in and maybe you don't have complete football bodies, but that's what the coach's staff wants is athletes that can turn them into football players. And tell you what, you're loaded with some athletes this year.
Absolutely. Definitely a strength of ours.
Well, let's take a look at it on the defensive side of the things. You lose a big key to your defense who has a school record in tackles and things like that. Who are we going to be looking at on the defensive side of things to maybe make some noise on the tackling side of things?
Yeah, again, on that side, we return a lot of experience, and I think you're going to see some new faces step up this year. Trey Appelt's a kid that came out for football this year that we're really excited about. Carter Nelson will play linebacker for us. Again, Jacob Held, Morgan Kinney, Tragan McNally. Ian Finley's another kid who's really stepped up so far.
You know, taking a look at and hearing those kids' names, these are some kids, you know, that when the numbers were low for Ainsworth, they had to play as freshmen against upperclassmen, and they've kind of taken, you could say, maybe a little bit of a licking and kept on ticking. But these guys now are finding themselves in possibly the role of being the one that is on the dominant side of things.
Yeah, it's good to see. We return a lot of experience, and they're really hungry, too. So, like you said, they've taken some licks for a few years, and they're ready for their turn. So,
well, let's talk about numbers. You have a pretty good number if you can stay healthy with athletes out for football this season.
Yeah, our numbers are way up from where we've been. I think last year we were around the 22 mark right now as far as, you know, you get a few guys hurt here and there. We got right around 28 to 30 kids out right now.
And with that, the breakdown, you have a few seniors on the team and the rest on the underclassmen side of things?
Yeah, we're really sophomore and junior heavy as far as numbers go.
Well, your first game is coming up against the North Central Knights, a team that you are familiar with there, and Coach Ryan Ritchie there. They've lost a lot of talent also. Maybe give us a little bit of a breakdown of what you see happening on Friday night on the football field in Ainsworth.
Yeah, obviously a fun one to start with. All our boys know their boys and vice versa. I know Coach Ritchie personally as well. They're a program that knows how to win. Yes, they've lost a lot of people from last year. However, I have no reason to believe that they're not going to come out Friday night with a team that's ready to answer our blows. I think it should be a fun game for everyone.
Well, let's take a quick look ahead. Of course, we don't want to look too far ahead with the kids out there, but, you know, you find yourself in a new district also, and let's talk a little bit about that district lineup that you're going to have.
Yeah, so district-wise, some opponents that we used to play formerly in district out of Boyd County and Niobrara Verdigris, Chambers Wheeler Central back in that district as well, and then we got a couple tanks out of St. Mary's and Elgin Public Pope John, who looks to be really good this year.
Boy, they have some pretty good athletes there also and some big boys there. But again, as we take a quick glance at your schedule, North Central first game on the road at Madison. And then, of course, Burwell lost a lot, but they reload every year. And then, as you mentioned, Niobrara Verdigris, Chambers, Wheeler Central, EPPJ, St. Mary's, and then wrap up the year at Boyd County. And Coach, really on this side of things again, you know, you got to take it day by day, game by game, but a chance for you guys here in the D2 ranks possibly to get yourself back into a state playoff. Is that maybe one of the goals that the Bulldogs have this year?
It's most definitely a goal, but it's also something that we're not trying to, you know, we understand what we could be. We're not trying to put too much pressure on ourselves, really just focus week in and week out, and one game at a time is the message that we're preaching.
You know, there's going to be a lot of hype throughout football world and around the Bulldogs, of course, with Carter Nelson being one of the top tight ends expectedly throughout the 2024 class. And just one of those things that maybe you talk to the kids, say, hey, it don't matter, it takes eight to play the game. Let's work ourselves around what we can do. Is that kind of the basics of what you guys got going on this year?
No, that's exactly right. And again, with, you know, an athlete like that, you got to understand he's a kid who's learning to play the game as well. So we don't expect perfection out of him, and we don't want to put all the pressure, but we definitely got a lot of guys surrounding him as well that are going to step up and make a big mark.
Well, that's just it. I mean, the thing is, it takes eight to play their coach, and that's a great point you make there is these guys are youngsters out there. I mean, you're talking anywhere from 15 to maybe just touching 18 years of age out there. It's not the guys we see on Saturday and Sundays.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck, you and your crew this year. And, of course, we'll be covering all your football games this year and expect to talk to you before and after each game.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Good to hear from you.
And that, again, is Ainsworth Bulldog football coach Jesse Owen.